The agenda for a world-class education system includes universal access to pre-K education, creation of innovation zones, personal learning plans, revision of the collective bargaining system, and greater family involvement in education. Vermont Superintendents Association Executive Director Jeff Francis says the state has a good public education system, but in a global economy, it must be better. Francis explains that the associations began crafting the five-point plan last fall.
We think that it was an opportunity to refresh all the ideas in light of where we are technologically, in light of where we are around research for best teaching and learning practices. The fact that in Vermont we want to move to a student-centered learning process, but also we were kicking off a new biennium for our General Assembly. We've just shifted from a Department of Education to an Agency of Education. The governor last week announced his own agenda for public education, and we found it remarkable that the agenda that we built through the fall was quite consistent with some of the initiatives that he announced.
Vermont School Boards Association Executive Director Steve Dale sees an alignment occurring among the major education interests in the state that will lead to substantive change.
There is plenty of information that tells us that we have to do a lot better. And a couple of the indicators of that are we don't do very well at engaging probably a third of the kids in our schools. We haven't made much headway on the fact that kids from lower socioeconomic situations generally don't stack up as well in terms of their success as other kids. So that is probably the number one issue that we need to do something about. Secondly, we have a very good high school graduation rate, low dropout rate, but the rate at which our kids go on to post-secondary education and the rate to which kids complete a post-secondary degree is not great compared with other states. Those are just two indicators of the issues that are at hand here.
NEA Vermont Chapter President Martha Allen notes that most of the items in the agenda the associations are offering are not new, and she's only concerned about one initiative.
The collective bargaining piece is the one that I don't agree with because of how did they word it. They're just as we must create flexibility for students, we must create flexibility for their instructors. And it goes on to say that we need to revise the collective bargaining framework because it's been unchanged since 1969. And I don't agree. I think that what's key in our schools is to have good leadership, and I'm glad they have a section on providing effective leadership. If there are some very specific items in collective bargaining agreements, sometimes it came from a problem with poor leadership. Our collective bargaining agreements focus on working conditions, and we know that good working conditions lead to good learning conditions.
A link to the joint Moving Education Forward agenda is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.